Part of the plane blew off. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. The FAA grounding several Boeing 737-9 MAX jets pending inspection after a side panel from an Alaska Airlines flight flew off last night. The plane was taking off from Portland when part of the fuselage of the plane blew out. Evan Smith was a passenger on board.
There was a kid in that row who his shirt was sucked off him and out of the plane, and his mother was holding on to him to make sure he didn't go with it.
No one was hurt, and the plane made an emergency landing back at Portland. Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah have traded fire in one of the heaviest days of cross-border fighting in recent weeks. It comes a day after the Hezbollah leader urged retaliation for the targeted killing of a top Hamas leader in Lebanon's capital of Beirut. The killing widely blamed on Israel. All this is happening as Secretary of State Antony Blinken starts his fourth Mideast trip in 3 months in hopes of preventing a regional confrontation. Flu cases on the rise across the U.S. Fox's Madison Scarpino in Atlanta.
Doctors say that influenza is back with a vengeance, and that's after COVID really was the dominant respiratory illness over the last 3 years. Now, more than 10 million flu cases so far this season, according to the CDC. After families spent time together for the holidays, flu cases are spiking coast to coast, with the heaviest concentration here in the southeast and out west. More than 110,000 flu hospitalizations since October, and medical experts expect influenza to be around well into February. The CDC recommends that everyone 6 months or older gets the flu vaccine.
And America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In the final stretch before the Iowa caucus, Republican presidential candidates are taking jabs at each other. Fox's Bill Malusian is on the campaign trail in Des Moines.
And it's getting testy out there on the campaign trail. Some of them have been sniping at each other. Nikki Haley just finished speaking, or she responded to an attack from Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis also out here in Iowa. He is going all in on the state. He says he's got a track record of doing what he says he will do. He says Trump is running for himself, that Haley's running for her donors, and he's promising voters that he is running for them. Former President Trump also on the ground here in Iowa. He watched President Biden's speech where Biden attacked him and said he was a threat to democracy. Well, Trump responded saying that Biden was a stuttering mess during that speech, that he's been a complete disaster of a president.
The first in the nation's caucuses are January 15th. Online gaming leads to the location of an underage missing Ohio teenager in Florida. Fox's Deborah Valentine.
A missing 16-year-old girl from Ohio logs onto World of Warcraft, allowing law enforcement to find the missing teen. It happened in the Dunellen, Florida home of 31-year-old Thomas Ebersole, who was arrested. Police say Ebersole told them he drove to Ohio to meet the juvenile following their online chats on the Discord social media platform, driving her back to his home. Investigators also revealed Ebersole told them he was in a romantic relationship with the minor and planned to hide her in his home, eventually marrying her. He faces numerous charges, including traveling to meet a minor to engage in sexual activity. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Gas prices are trending down. AAA says the national average cost for regular is now $3.08 a gallon. That's 4 cents lower than this time last week and 14 cents less than a month ago. I'm Roger Stern, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.